State lawmakers begin a new legislative session today. A top House Republican suggests it's up to Governor Roy Cooper and his fellow Democrats whether there will be a negotiated two-year budget plan or more stalemate. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Republican John Bell says things are different this year. The House Majority Leader notes Roy Cooper is a second-term governor who can't run for re-election, and in 2 years, when state lawmakers have to run again, there will be no contentious presidential race on the ballot.
So I think there's a lot of room for negotiation, a lot of room for working together.
Bell also points out that House Republicans made important gains in the 2020 elections, expanding their simple majority.
We need three Democrats to cross over and override a veto in the House now, compared to we had to have seven before.
So Bell concludes Cooper and Democrats will have to yield on their signature issue, the demand for extending Medicaid coverage to more low-income families.
Not one issue should ever hold up a state budget, period. I firmly believe that.
That one issue has been part of the reason the two parties could not agree on a two-year budget in 2019, relying instead on piecemeal spending measures. Bell says there's still no appetite in his caucus for expanding Medicaid, but that doesn't mean Republicans don't want to address health care access.
And if we can look at ways to expand telehealth and look at the associated health care plans, look at reducing barriers for rural North Carolinians to access care.
Bell sees room for cooperation on more criminal justice reform, like making sure someone's criminal record doesn't keep them from getting a professional license.
The best way to reform somebody is to get them a job and let them move on with their life and not get back into the rut they were stuck in before.
But there are storm clouds on the horizon. Republicans will resume efforts to implement a photo ID requirement for voters, a highly contentious issue currently bound up in litigation. An earlier Republican-backed photo ID law was struck down by a federal court for its discriminatory impact on black voters. Safeguarding voting rights was just one of the social justice issues to spark the Moral Monday protests at the legislature.
It is my hope that, you know, we will not see that this coming session.
Bell's hope may be in vain, especially with a new round of post-census redistricting starting later this summer. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.